It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The University of Colorado Boulder is the site of Colorado's largest COVID outbreak since the start of the pandemic. That's from the State Health Department. Lindsay Fent reports.
In the months since students returned to CU Boulder for in-person classes, the university has seen nearly 1,200 cases of COVID-19. According to Boulder County health officials, those affiliated with the university represent 80% of the county's coronavirus infections in the last month. Wednesday, the State Health Department classified the situation as an official outbreak, indicating wide community spread on campus. In response to the surge in cases, CU has moved classes online for at least 2 weeks. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
The state is winding down a COVID-19 health equity committee formed last spring to tackle racial and ethnic disparities that the virus exposed. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In Colorado and the U.S., Black and Latino residents are getting sick and dying from COVID-19 at higher rates than white people. In April, the governor set up the 19-member COVID-19 Health Equity Response Team to help address the inequities. Deidre Johnson of the Center for African American Health said she learned last month the volunteer group would be sunsetted.
I'm disappointed. I was a little surprised. And I think the best way to deploy resources is to hear what's happening on the ground.
A spokeswoman said the governor's office will continue to solicit feedback from community partners to lessen health inequities. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad has received about $2 million to help replace a bridge over the Animas River in southwest Colorado. The Durango Herald reports that the U.S. Department of Transportation awarded the grant through a program designed for inner-city passenger trains. The manager of the scenic train says the wooden bridge passes safety inspections, but it's old. The replacement's full cost is still unknown. Southwest Colorado and the rest of the state have sunny skies today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.